When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low-maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Okay, are you ready? Excuse me, if I'm ready, you're ready, let's all do this. Welcome to Morning Mindset Podcast. How many of you saw the movie The Karate Kid? And I don't mean the remake. I don't mean the Will Smith or Jaden Smith or whatever remake with Jackie Chan. I mean the original, no kidding, Ralph Macchio, Pat Morita, Karate Kid. Okay. If you haven't, number one, you're missing a piece of cinematic history. You need to watch that. Find it on Netflix or somewhere. Go to the internet. That's what the internet's for. Go to the internet and watch it. Now, in the movie, if you saw it, you know, Mr. Miyagi, he takes Daniel-san out there in the water in a rowboat, and he makes him get up on the bow, and he rocks the boat, and he falls in the water. And the lesson is about balance. You're like, okay, physical balance, learning how to balance. Not fall over. Good. Then later on in the movie, what happens? Well, later on in the movie, Daniel-san is talking to Mr. Miyagi towards the end about, the girl he likes and yada yada. And Mr. Miyagi says, Daniel-san, remember lesson on balance. And he says, yes. He goes, balance whole life, not just karate. Balance whole life. Yes, indeed. And what can we learn from that? Well, right now or any time in the world, everyone has different problems and difficulties and troubles and things that have to be dealt with. Sometimes it's not even troubles. Sometimes it's just work. Sometimes it's things at home. You know, you need to keep up with your home. You need to mow the grass and you need to paint and you need to do this. There's all these you know, real-world issues that have to be dealt with. Okay, so we deal with those. And there is also a time for escapism, to just give your mind a break and get away. Read a book. Get a fiction book and just read it and dive into that book and don't think about anything else. Don't think about mowing the lawn or shoveling snow or whatever. Just read your book or watch a movie. I did this just the other night. I watched a movie. I actually rewatched the movie Blade Runner. It was on one of my favorite my television apps. And it was the Blade Runner Final Cut from Ridley Scott. And so it had extended, special features and all this stuff. And I hadn't seen that one yet. I saw the original Blade Runner when it first came out in the 1980s. But that was a bit of an escape for me. I turned off the lights, I turned on the television, and I just allowed myself to be immersed to immerse myself in the movie. Didn't think about troubles or, you know, problems or anything else. I didn't look at my phone. I put my phone away. How many people in today's world watch movies? You watch a movie, but you're constantly looking at your phone. If you're constantly looking at your phone while you're watching a movie, you're not really enjoying the movie, are you? Or you're not giving it your full attention. Put your freaking phone away and just enjoy the movie. And that's an escape. Now, unfortunately, what a lot of people will do is they will spend a lot of their time or most of their time or an inordinate amount of time escaping, ignoring their problems. And that's not a good thing, obviously, because problems don't go away on their own. You have to deal with them. Now, the other side of the coin is this, is folks who feel like, well, I have to devote 100% of my attention to the problems and troubles and dilemmas in my life and in the world and what have you. Well, you can't do that either. Because, and you say, well, that's a responsible thing to do. As an adult, I'm going to constantly focus on what needs to be done, putting out fires, metaphorically. Well, if you do that, you're going to get burned out. You're going to become angry. You're going to become frustrated. Or you're just going to get to the point where you don't care anymore. You don't want to do that, do you? No. Balance. Balance. That is the story. That is the moral of the story. Just like Mr. Miyagi said, balance not just about karate. And I'm paraphrasing, of course. Balance about whole life. Lesson balance whole life. That's right. So just like Mr. Miyagi, Pat Morita, I hope you're, rest your soul. Rest your soul, Pat Morita. He's left us. But ladies and gentlemen, you got to have that balance in your life. And this is a time when you need to know when to step away. Sometimes things need to be addressed. You can't ignore them and you got to deal with it. Problems are there. They have to be dealt with. You deal with the problem, but don't spend your whole life focusing on that. Sometimes you need to step away. We talked during a previous show about ways to give yourself a mental break. Yeah, engage in some type of creative activity, whether it's painting or writing, you know, fiction, or writing poetry or whatever, writing a children's book, or maybe it's working with a musical instrument. My wife paid me a compliment the other day. I'm going to tell you, I was down in my studio playing my guitar, and I have a guitar, and every once in a while I just plug that thing in and pick at it and make noise. And I don't claim to be a musician by any stretch of the imagination. I play for me. Now, my fingers are becoming more and more intelligent as time goes by, and they know where to go and they know what to do. But after I was done, she said, what was that down there? And I said, oh, I don't know. I was just messing around. She goes, well, whatever it was, it sounded pretty good. I was like, oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So whether it's a musical instrument that you're using to escape, whether it's fiction you're using to escape, whether it's a garden, you know, this is a great time of the year to get out in your yard or wherever you happen to have a garden. Maybe you have a greenhouse. Maybe you just have a little area. Maybe you have a nook in your apartment. You have a bay window or something like that, and you planted an herb garden. And you can do that. And I tell you what, if this is my advice to you guys, listen up. If you're a city dweller or an urban person, you're like, well, my yard isn't big enough, or I can't, or whatever. You know, there's no way I can plant anything. Yes, you can. Okay, do you have access to oxygen and sunlight and water? You do? You have access to oxygen, sunlight, and water? Okay, well, great. Order the herb garden starter kit. It'll come with, like, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 different types of little seeds. Take your Powerade bottles or whatever and cut them off and make little pots. Put them in the bay window of your apartment. And boom, within a week, you're going to have a little herb garden. You can do it. And tending to your little garden is a way of escaping, because you're focusing on something besides yourself. You're focusing on something besides your problems and your, you know, the things that have to be dealt with. Now, obviously, you can't spend your whole life in your garden, can you? No. Because if you spent your whole life in your garden, nothing else would get done. And that's why Mr. Miyagi said, balance is not just about karate. It's about whole life. So my challenge to you as you begin this week, if you're listening to this at the beginning of the week, great. If you're listening to it sometime in the future, well, welcome and hello from the past. All right, ladies and gentlemen, look for balance in your life every single day. And if you find that, you know, one of those aspects of your life is a little bit out of kilter or a little heavier than it should be, set yourself up and get some balance. Look for some balance in your life. All right, I am your host, Paul Markle, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.